Nazir, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2-6. The Mishnah now considers if a person takes on a rather ambiguous commitment, and he says, Harei legalach, he accepts upon himself to pay for the korbanos of another Nazir, and then he says, Chatzi Nazir, half a Nazir. So now this is a little confusing, and it sounds like the second part of his sentence is perhaps conflicting with the first part. We're not sure half of what. So what does that mean? If a person would say, Chatzi korbanos Nazir alai, half of the korbanos of a particular Nazir I commit to bring, so then there's no ambiguity. He has to pay for the cost of half of the korbanos. That was the Chatzi, the half is referring to the korbanos. If a person would say, the korbanos of Chatzi Nazir alai, I'm agreeing to pay for the korbanos of a half Nazir, so then it's clear that he would actually have to pay for the full korbanos of a single Nazir and not half of anything, because that's kind of like saying, I'll pay for the medical bills of a half pregnant woman. Like, what is this supposed to mean? Either you are or you aren't pregnant. Either you are or you aren't a Nazir. You can't be half a Nazir. So to pay, like we saw in previous Mishnah, it's about accepting upon yourself partial Naziris, it's a full Naziris. So if you accept upon yourself to pay for the korbanos of a partial Naziris, you're paying for the korbanos of a full Naziris. Okay, in our Mishnah, it's ambiguous. When he says half, it's not clear if he means a half Nazir, in which case he pays for the whole set of korbanos, or if the half is referring to his acceptance upon himself, but he's only taking a half commitment, meaning to pay for half of the cost of the korbanos. So, since it says harelai legalach, first it says I'll accept upon myself to pay for these korbanos, chatzi nazir, half a nazir, and we're not clear if the chatzir is half a nazir or half a commitment for a nazir. Therefore, says the Mishnah, hold that thought. Ushma chaveru va'amar va'ani alai legalach chatzi nazir. A second person, his friend, also hears that commitment and he says, me too, I'll also commit to legalach chatzi nazir. The same exact expression. And truth is that the fact that the Mishnah quotes the legalach chatzi nazir seems to be totally superfluous, just to keep parallelism, but really the point is he just says the ani, he also makes the same commitment. So the din is, according to the Reb Meir, the first Shita, Ze Megalech Nazir Shalem, Ze Megalech Nazir Shalem, the Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that each of these two guys have to pay for a whole set of korbanos, no half anything. And the reason why is because Reb Meir holds throughout Kol Torah Kula that if a person says a sentence, and the sentence has, I'll call it two parts, let's so to speak separated by a semicolon, and the first part stands alone and makes sense, but the second part kind of contradicts the first part, so we discard the second part and we accept just the first part. We stick to what he said first, that we said the second part was just, you know, was just gobbledygook, and we ignore it, because what he said before the semicolon, so to speak, stands in and of itself. So it's like a guy says here, harelai legalach, I accept myself to pay for the korbanos of a nazir, semicolon, that stands alone by itself, that's a commitment. Then he says, chatzi nazir, half a nazir. What is that supposed to mean? Half a nazir. So we say that half a nazir comment doesn't change anything, we just sort of discard it, and what he said first, which makes sense all by itself, that's what stands, and that's his commitment. So therefore, according to Reb Meir, each of these two guys, the guy and the guy said me too, both of them are going to bring a full set of korbanos for another nazir. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham Shita is that when a person says a sentence like that, again, so to speak, with a semicolon and two parts, and the second part and the first part have some tension between the two parts, so we understand that the second part is coming to qualify or explain or limit the first part. That's the Chacham learn. So when the guy said, Harei alai legalach, I'm accepting myself to pay for korbanos, then he says, Chatzi Nazir, I'm talking about just half of the korbanos. So therefore, we accept that as an explanation of the first part, and we only require each of these two guys to pay for half of the korbanos, and therefore, that's how Chacham interpret these kind of ambiguous two-part sentences throughout Kol Torah Kula, and that being the case, they paskin, Ze Megalech Chatzi Nazir, Ze Megalech Chatzi Nazir, each person pays for the korbanos of half a Nazir, and together the two of them will pay for one, if they decide to work at the same Nazir, they would combined pay for the korbanos of this one nazir. And the halacha will be like the chachamim, that indeed when we have a sentence which has a call two parts, and the second part is in tension with the first part, we understand the second part to somehow qualify or explain the first part. That'll be the halacha.